It's been a busy week for numbers in the ag industry. And Kim, the WASDE report came out. What was in there?
Well, you had the final 20 numbers essentially for wheat, close for corn and beans, and then the first estimates for the 2021-22 year. You look at wheat, I think it's relatively good news. It left still a lot of uncertainty in the market, but you look at all wheat production, the market was expecting 1.877 billion bushels. It came out 1.872. So you wouldn't expect much change from that. Of course, we had 1.82 billion bushels last year. Hard red winter wheat and for 20, we produced 659 million bushels. Came out at 731 million for this year. The average guess prior to that was a 711, so not much change there. You look at the world, 28.5 billion bushels this year. The market was projecting 28.8. It came out at 29 even, so that was slightly bearish. U.S. ending stocks, 774 million for all wheat next year. The market was expecting 751. That's relatively close. 872, so we're looking at lower ending stocks next year. The world, 10.8's what 20 is. 10.8 was what was expected for next year, and 10.8's what we got for next year. With corn, you know, the market was down 7 cents. You look at world production, 46.8 billion. It was 44.8, so a big increase in corn there. U.S., 15 billion bushels, 14.2 last year. The market was expecting 15, so you wouldn't expect much change in price, and you didn't get it there. You look at ending stocks, the world's projected to increase to 11.5 billion from 11.2. U.S. expected to go from 1 billion 275 million, well, 1 billion 352 billion, what is it, is for 2020, 1.5 billion. So higher ending stocks, and there you get a little bit of decline in corn prices.
What does all that mean for the Oklahoma ag producers?
Well, if you look at the Oklahoma ag producers, I think even if, you know, wheat prices are maybe higher than they should be, we don't know that. I still think wheat prices will stay well above that cost of production level, 550 to 575. I think it's going to stay profitable for another year unless the world produces a lot more wheat than we expect. I think they've got good opportunity with corn and good opportunity with soybeans and probably still good opportunity with cotton. So I think for another year or so, I think producers are looking at some opportunity there. What they've got to worry about is increasing cost.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University. And before we wrap up the show this week, I want to take a couple of minutes to say thank you to all of the viewers of SUNUP over the past few years. 13 years for me, I was brought back on or brought onto the show back in 2008 to help relaunch the show, and it was an honor to work then, just as it is an honor to work with the ag producers, the scientists, the researchers, the extension folk throughout the state of Oklahoma who really do epitomize the land grant system, and to be just a small part of that over the past 13 years, I truly, truly appreciate it. And I will forever be an advocate of the OSU Extension Service, the researchers, and all of the professionals here at Oklahoma State University. So before I head out, I do want to say, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
And may I say, it's been a pleasure to work with you, Dave.
I appreciate it.